you never give up hope, because there's always that desire within ourselves and the GAA community to fulfil competitions. And you go back all through the years, and on most of the time the GAA has been taking a lot of credit. They've always got competitions, always, you know, always get the fixtures always fulfilled, you know. So always that belief, you know what I mean, that it will happen, but it's a matter of when, so it is, you know.
Did you get much work done, or did you do much work over the summer, or you weren't allowed, I suppose? But I
know. No contact whatsoever with the lads at all. You know, they were doing, yes, they're doing so much stuff with the group there, so they were, you know, WhatsApp group, they were sending bits and pieces of what they're doing all along. But come and stage, we just told them, look, lads, you know, don't worry about the group there sending pics of what you're doing stuff, concentrate on the clubs now, because the club football's kicking in. And like the lads all have done a lot with the clubs there, so they haven't running about. We've had a few come back injuries, so we're probably ruled out for the game the weekend. But it gave us an opportunity to look at our lads and get to scouring the country again to see what lads have pushed on a wee bit more, you know. So in one sense, there's a lot of good out of it, so as you know.
Yeah. So I was reading somewhere during the week as well where you brought in, what, 6 or 7 lads?
There's 6 or 7 lads, yeah, come in. There's a couple of lads who were meant to come in earlier in the year. Young Gordon Robertson, Mary Kieran, and Conal Devlin, Dungannon, but just with the school and whatnot, exams and stuff, they just couldn't commit, so they're still underage next year, so they were. So, you know, those lads have been progressing well in the club championship, and you know, starring really basically to the clubs, and we just felt it was a good experience to bring them in now for a wee feel of it all, you know. So we did.
So when did you get down to preparing properly for it and back training again as such?
Basically, there in the middle of September, when we had the date to start back out again. And the good thing was the lads, they all knew themselves. You know what I mean? Any lads who were out of club championship were coming on board to start working. So we're just then, basically, after that, they started all filtering back in once they're out of their club competition. We just never bothered with any of them. It was still with the club. And stayed, look, focus the club till the competition's over for yourselves. And then you'll all filter back in with us. So really, we've had a good few weeks there with them back there. You know, it's been a good 3 weeks there in particular, you know. Even this week as well, we've got a lot of stuff done, and so we're doing particular on board, you know. So yeah, the competition's been good. We've had over the 30-odd players and playing away there, so there are a few good turnouts again. Each other, games again, each other, really going well at the minute, you know.
Yeah, and tell me, are you happy enough with those preparations, you know, or would you have needed a bit more time, maybe?
Look, ideally, you'd like to get the chance to get a game or two, so as you know, but sort of out of your hands. Everybody's in the same boat, Tom, you know. And really, you just have to deal with conditions you have there with you, and just work as best you can with what you have at hand, you know.
And what, you have 4 or 5 survivors from last year as well. I remember you lost to Cork in last year's semi-final.
Yeah. Oh, we have a fair few, you know, from maybe 6 or 7 from last year in the overall panel. So we have, and like everything else, there's a lot of lads that come in there that really stepped up. So they have a long Jim McCann, Donald Moores, that had a super year for us. So you had, you know, a super game again, Donegal in the Ulster finals. We had on the really ready for that step up. So they are, you know.
Donegal game, Ethan Jordan, the corner, turning the man of the match performance. You have quite a lot of scoring power. I know everybody talks about Darry Canavan, but he's more a playmaker, yep, isn't he?
Yeah, I really see that balance of lads there, and you're always looking out all the time. But really, at the end of the day, it's you know, anybody will tell you, if they work from our guys, they'll create space, work for each other, move the ball at the right time. There's some lad on song on a day, he's on song getting the ball and popping over the bar, you keep getting it till him. And on that day, Ethan, once he clicked, so it is, you know, it's hard to stop, you know, so he was in, like, Donegal were a super team, a really, really tough challenge for ourselves. We just got the breaks at the time, so it isn't looking up for our lads, we'll pop the scores over to fetch it a wee bit, you know, so it can happen any day, go any road at all, so every lad can pop up, and that day it happened well for Ethan, you know.
Dublin back in the semi-final as well, beaten finalists last year. Do you know much of them?
Look, the much the Dublin team, you know, there's a lot of new faces from last year, or, you know, they had a big pile of turnover lads, maybe 1 or 2. Basically, you know, they play the same system as they've been playing all along. They're very confident that through Dublin football, so they are. They'll be well up for it, so they will. They've come out of Dublin, up their breath me for the day. Something we're really looking forward to, Tom. It's a big challenge for both teams. So they both failed at Cork last year, so they did. And they say Cork and back must have been behind by the two teams, with ourselves in the semi-final and Dublin in the final. So it's a big challenge there, as much for Dublin as it is for ourselves. So really, it'll be a tough, hard game for both teams. And we're really looking forward to the challenge. So we are.
You mentioned you had a few injuries. Who are they?
Really, it was Joe Goose had a bit of a knock on the knee there, see where he's gone there. There's a couple of panel lads who were featuring, you know, coming off the bench for us, Caelan Slevin from Dromore and Ewan Devon from Ardbow. And our lad Daniel Miller was the panel there too. He had a bit of a knock as well. So them three lads will definitely be out.
So it's a winner takes all, and obviously, you know, it's certainly two teams defeated one at the final last year and you at the semi-final. So
60 minutes, and maybe the way football's letting thrown is last while, maybe down to penalties and everything, so we haven't prepared for the worst outcome, so it is what can happen on the day. But if everything else, it's the team that can limit the mistakes and punish the mistakes that our teams make. So it is, we'll get over the line at the end.